Hey fellow Canna babies, how are y'all doing? This is Doc Beans. I know I haven't done a show in a long time, you know, pandemic situation, family situation, you know, shit happens, life happens. So I wanted to get back on here real quick. I haven't used Anchor in a long time. I'm actually doing this through my phone this time rather than sitting in front of a microphone. So I can't guarantee the quality of the sound. You know what? I've been listening to a lot of people talking about podcasting. I've been researching podcasting. Podcasting is something I'm interested in because obviously I have the ability to talk and talk and talk without stop. But I'm tired of listening to people talking about podcasting, so I thought I'd get out here and just do it. You know, life to me needs to be more about actually interacting and engaging and having a sense of connection and a sense of community with people. And the people I have the most affinity with are you, my fellow smokers, my fellow dabbers, my fellow canna buds. Okay? So Doc is all about community. Now, maybe I should come right out and disclose I am not an actual medical doctor, although I can recommend you to my Jamaican pharmacist. That's my general line. Doc has been kind of a pseudonym that I've been given by friends over the years because I have a voluminous knowledge of cannabis and cannabis activism and just about everything you can talk about when it comes to cannabis. But you know what? Life isn't all about one thing. Life isn't about cannabis only, although it is a subject about which I am extremely passionate, and for a lot of good reasons. I could sit down and have this talk with a lot of people. I still find it amazing that people don't understand the benefit of cannabis, cannabinoids, our endocannabinoid system, and that's probably because the government prohibition that lasted more than 50 years that clamped down on all scientific research ended up kind of hosing how many generations of people from pain relief, from, you know, all we can go on, the list goes on and on and on. The one thing that we can say for sure for about CBD in particular, the one thing that science will actually come out and admit is that it's an analgesic, pain reliever, and anti-inflammation, which I can personally attest to, being an old timer and getting things like sciatica. You know, I got a pain in my hip. I could talk about it. It literally wiped away more than a month of excruciating, electrifying pain with one slathering of CBD oil. And CBD is part of basically any smoker or dabber's intake too. Now, plants that are high in THC generally are low in CBD, but the cool thing about cannabinoids and the thing that needs to be spread amongst all of us so that we are all on the same page, so that we can spread this information out to the straights out there who don't know what's going on, cannabinoids work together, okay? Whether they're in small representation percentage-wise or large, whether it's a lot of THC and a little CBD or a lot of CBD and a little THC, those things can actually work together. And there's CBN and CBG and all different kinds of cannabinoids. There's more than 100 known cannabinoids at last count. So they work together in what's called an entourage effect. They hang out together, they party, and they make each other better. CBD actually kind of helps mitigate some of the nauseating effects that can happen with some people with the psychoactive effects of THC. And THC can actually boost what CBD can do as well. And that's kind of what we're talking about. And I like to think that that's what we're talking about amongst ourselves. Anybody who happens to be listening to this podcast, share it with other people. Because this podcast is all about a sense of community. It is not trying to monetize jack shit. I mean, I might come out and throw out a product every now and again. Doc's got to eat too. But, and that's what I do. I'm a writer in the cannabis space. I mean, I write product descriptions, webpage copy, and email blasts, and all kinds of fun stuff. But To me, it's not about the money. As a matter of fact, that's the biggest danger to the cannabis community, is big money and big ag coming in. And that's not going to be a good thing, because they're going to put their stamp on how things are done, and it's going to wipe out the intrinsic nature of how cannabis is grown for millennia. So let's all band together, young, old, rich, poor, incredibly, daringly handsome like me, or, you know, just regular people. I'm joking. But let's sit around. Let's have a smoke sesh. Anybody wants to get in touch with me, send an email to doc@granibus.net. Granibus is going to be an up-and-coming website. It's actually already up. It's been just a repository for my writing up to this point. So if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about cannabis, cannabinoids, the endocannabinoid system, general cannabis culture, political, historical, botanical, medicinal, recreational, communal, legal. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. That's the cool thing about cannabis in general, is that you can take as much or as little of it as you want, literally and figuratively, okay? We can talk about cannabis all day long, or we can just take a token and talk about other shit. Doc likes all kinds of stuff. I'm a Renaissance man, from woodworking to artwork to raising kids to raising shaky pets. You are the shakiest dog I've ever known. Doc has a nice dog. Her name is Bree. And, you know, band together. So send an email, doc@granibus.net. And one of the things I'm doing is proving that anybody can have an interesting story, especially when you throw in a little conversation lubrication with a couple of tokes off a bowl or a joint or a rig, you name it. So give Doc an email, a shout out, spread this among your friends. There's a lot of love to be had here. And ultimately, my goal is going to be interviewing every single one of my fans. There you go. That's my goal. I've never stated that before. Doc's a professional interviewer. I'm a trained journalist. I don't really buy into the whole evil new media. I am old school, proper, responsible, fourth wall journalism media. But I also enjoy really just hanging out and smoking a bowl and getting to know you a little bit more and finding out what your story is. So spread this among your friends. Doc is 420 friendly. We can talk about anything you want. So give me a shout out, doc@granibus.net. Subscribe to this podcast. I think I'm going to start putting it out there every I'm such a procrastinator, and I've got ADD. If I say every day, I'm going to mean every day. So I'm not going to say every day. Every once in a while, Doc is going to put out a podcast. I want to make it more of a regular thing. That's one of the things that you need when it comes to actual connection, community, communication. These are all wonderful words. So I hope everybody out there is having a great day. If nobody has told you and you need to hear it, you're a great person. You got a lot of wonderful things going on for you, okay? You in a good place means a better world. And that is kind of Doc's philosophy. So I try and be a better man myself. I think cannabis helps me do that. I'll bet you cannabis helps you do that too. If nothing else, it gives you a laugh and a giggle for a short time. So let's talk. Doc is here. The Doc is in. Doc wants more friends. Tell your friends. We can do anything you want from. That's the cool thing about smoke seshes and smoke circles. You have some of the best conversations going on in a smoke circle. And remember parties? Remember when those were a thing and you could actually share a joint with people? Remember those good old days? Yeah, well, they're eventually going to come back. And we can do it digitally up until that point, and we can keep an even tighter sense of community now, because after going through this pandemic, we realize what it means to be connected to other people now that we've been separated. Doc doesn't mind so much. I'm kind of a extroverted introvert. I'm only extroverted when I need to be, like when I'm podcasting or when I'm interviewing somebody. But when I'm writing, I'm pretty much in a solitary place, kind of in my own little bubble. So I understand seclusion. This last year has been, 2020 was a wonderful year for me, actually, because Doc got married to the love of my life. You know, but shit always goes sideways eventually. The world's all about entropy. Everything changes. That's the cool thing about cannabis. In the smoke circle, the conversation can be about anything. What do you like to talk about? I always like to get things kicked off by finding out a few key things. So give Doc a try. Let's become friends. And you can listen to me wax rhapsodic about all sorts of things. Like I said, Doc's a Renaissance guy. And I like to talk about anything. And once again, I can bring it back to cannabis because I feel that cannabis can actually accentuate almost anything in life, from stand-up paddle boarding to playing video games to working out a scientific explanation for a complicated problem. I honestly feel that it's cannabinoids that has helped man become as great a species as we have. And unfortunately, it's opened the door to bad things too. Not cannabinoids, but man being great. Great can do horrible things also. But we're still no less great, and we can always be better, and we can always make the world a better place, if nothing else, just by smoking a J. Sitting down, spreading the word, spreading the love, spreading the chill. So y'all take care. Bree, get out of the road! Y'all take care.